Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And there are six words dominating pretty much every front page this morning. We will always love you, Dolly. It's the front of the Irish Sun, also the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. We will always love you, Dolly, front of the Irish Daily Star as well. The Irish Independent goes with farewell to the Queen of Country, Dolly Parton, 1946 to 2026. Obviously leading a lot of the papers with the death of Dolly Parton announced yesterday evening. And there's just so many tributes being paid to her from right across the world of music. I heard this morning Beyonce has a statement out. We have Shania Twain. We have Julia Roberts. We have Jane Fonda. Just everybody coming out paying tribute to her as a music icon, but obviously as a philanthropist as well. And just looking up her Imagination Library last night myself, 200,000 books Dolly Parton's Imagination Library gave to Irish children since, I think, 2020. And what she does with that and what the Imagination Library does is when you are born until you turn 5 years old, you get a book a month. And this was rolled out across Dublin, Kildare and Cork, as well as worldwide. 300 million books Dolly Parton has given to children around the world. Just incredible. And also a uniting figure as well. Saw last night that there was a survey done which showed that Dolly Parton was the cultural figure that both Democrats and Republicans most mutually loved and admired. And when you think of how divided people are these days, Dolly Parton, the one person who seemed to unite everyone. You won't hear of anyone say that they didn't like Dolly Parton. Just, I'd say, the most loved woman in the world. So lots of tributes in the papers. And of course, we will continue with our tributes here on News Talk throughout the day. Other stories, if there's room for them, on the front pages. The Irish Independent tells us Gardaí are stretched to their limit. Officers are now earning an average of €95,353 a year because the bill for overtime is soaring. And the Garda Representative Association says costs are down to the force being stretched. So that's why so many Gardaí are now earning 95 grand a year. And the opposition is hitting out, according to the Irish Independent, at a chaotic situation where the bill for overtime is soaring. It's going to continue to soar because we have obviously the EU presidency at the moment. And then we've things like Donald Trump coming here next month as well. The Irish Times looks at the CAO offers out today, and it tells us a fall in Leaving Cert grades this year is not going to lead to a reduction in CAO points because an increased number of applicants balances out college entry requirements. So people were wondering, would the fall in Leaving Cert grades lead to a points drop? But actually the answer is no. And entry points for Irish colleges are going to remain broadly the same as last year when round one CAO offers come out at 2 o'clock today. The Irish Examiner says that we need to overhaul the CAO system, according to experts. People like students, parents, teachers, principals are calling for the urgent reform to the archaic and anxiety-inducing CAO points system and for an end to its pressure cooker effect on education. So we have the Irish Second Level Students Union, the National Parents Council, the Teachers Union of Ireland, the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals and the Children's Rights Alliance all issuing a joint call for urgent reform of the CAO points system. Inside the papers, we've more on driving the wrong way down motorways. So we heard that that is up this year, but actually we have figures now since 2019 where wrong way driving incidents are increasing sharply. The Irish Times says that the M50 has seen the most incidents of wrong way driving, and the number has been steadily increasing every year since then. Interestingly enough, it's not all Garda pursuits. Actually, very few incidents are Garda pursuits. Most of the cases are unknown. We don't know why people were driving the wrong way down the road, but the stats show that the number of incidents is increasing dramatically. There have been twice as many cars detected driving the wrong way since the start of January this year as the whole of 2020. Now, obviously, pandemic saw traffic volumes reduce, but the previous year saw just six more detections. So something is going on where every year the incidents of wrong way driving are going up and up. Also in the papers this morning, parents aren't happy with school uniforms. The Star says half of parents think that the school uniform system is completely outdated. Research shows families are battling a combination of exclusive supplier monopolies, soaring costs and poor quality clothing, and leaving their children distracted and uncomfortable during lessons. I used to hate the big woolly jumper that you'd wear in school on these warm days. Some teachers would let you take them off. Other teachers would make you wear your woolly jumper. So anyway, a study of 1,000 parents shows 50% feel that the current system is no longer fit for purpose. Although I'm sure other parents would feel it's a lot handier having a uniform every day than trying to buy and pick out outfits for your children every day. Electric picnics all over the papers because the media got a look at it yesterday. So the paper is covering it this morning. Isn't it typical? We've had a whole summer of a heat wave and then it's rain, lashing rain all night. And in the Mirror, electric picnic goers are being warned to prepare for a mixed spell of weather this weekend with rain and showers expected throughout the festival. Revelers, which is a word no one uses bar tabloids, but revelers, not one person I've ever heard say, I'm a reveler going to a festival, but revelers are advised to be sensible with their clothing choices and pack essentials like raincoats, sensible footwear and warm clothing for nighttime because it's going to get cold as well. So sun and rain and a bit cooler. That's the advice from Alan O'Reilly in the Irish Daily Mirror this morning. And finally, if you are a bit tired, don't go for a nap, go for a run. Now, I know which one I would prefer, but in the Times, it says if you're feeling exhausted after a sleepless night, the temptation is often to slump on the sofa. But a new study suggests going for a jog or doing a short workout is the best strategy for countering the effects of sleep deprivation. Now, I think that would make you more tired, but apparently not. Researchers found 20 minutes of exercise was just as effective as a 90-minute nap for keeping the brain sharp while operating without sleep. Or just go for a nap either. Those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.